Welcome. Howdy. Somebody mentioned that I would make good general. And you know, I thought, that's a good damn idea. So I promoted myself to general. I had a parade and everything. It was real nice. And maybe now I'm a general, you'll listen to me. Probably not. But that's okay. Well, it'll soon be Valentine's Day. You know, that special day when you can show your partner how much you care, how much you love them. Oh, there's no such thing as love. How much you respect them, and how much they mean to you. I guess the other 300 and some days of the year, you can treat them like crap. I personally think it's ridiculous having one day where you're going to make somebody show how much you care. And basically, the only people that actually get benefit out of it are the stores, because you have to buy flowers and chocolates. And of course, I remember when I was a younger man, Valentine's Day was mainly for the females. They got flowers and chocolates and all sorts of stuff. Nowadays, of course, the females are buying men things too, but they're way behind. And of course, if the man forgets to send flowers or something to his female, all hell breaks loose, doesn't it? How entitled can it be? When I was in relationships, I never paid attention to Valentine's Day. I didn't need a day to tell me when to show I cared. I cared every day of the week. And if the female asks, say, well, you could at least get me some flowers. And I say, sure, I get some flowers. Pay money for these flowers. You put them in a vase and then watch them die. Hardly romantic. And it's come to my attention that a lot of you men out there are still getting married. What, are you crazy? Are you absolutely stupid? Are you suicidal? Basically, marriage, the way the laws are, is the man signs over his life, his possessions, his children, and anything else to the female. I know that sounds very basic, but it is the truth. Sure, there are marriages that are successful, but you can count them on two hands. Then think of the scrap heap of men that have been divorced and thrown on the men heap. That's almost as high as Mount Everest. And the amount of money that's being spent on the marriage day nowadays, a lot of people in other countries, third world countries, could probably live their whole life and never spend that much. But they're all princesses and they each try to outdo each other. But I wish you luck anyway. You'll need it. And for those young males out there who may be passing by and listen to this, if you're ever thinking about getting married, find an older man and talk with him about it. He will let you know what you need to know and steer you towards your own life, your own path. And if you young men try to get advice and find the man telling you that marriage life is fantastic, it's the best thing he's ever done, his life would be nothing without his wife. She is such a perfect goddess, and he's just so lucky for her to be with him. Phone this number at the bottom of your screen. A military van will come round and pick him up. For those young men after the advice who's still contemplating marriage, drop and give me 50. You might be asking to yourself, why am I a 4-star general? Or why did I make myself a 4-star general? Well, it was the campaigns that I've been in with women. And I have succeeded and survived and come out pretty much unscathed. And some of them were quite the battle. You know, I think most of us men and males would like to be a general. Let's face it, most men are born generals, leaders. And without tying yourself up to one female or females all your life, anything is possible for a man. Now, at ease, men, and have some good times. Relax. We're not going into battle for a while. So have some R&R.